Hello and welcome to this episode of The Golden Gang, a podcast that introduces you to the inside of our senior living community through the eyes of professionals that are here every day. Through their stories and personal experiences, you will hear the passion and commitment of those providing services to our most treasured population, the residents of Arbor Terrace, Mount Laurel. My name is Phil Rizzo. I'm the Business Office Director here at Arbor Terrace, and I will be your host today. Today's guest has been a resident with us here at Arbor Terrace, Mount Laurel for only 7 months, but has already made quite an impact on the staff and the fellow residents. Today's guest also appeared as a background dancer in the 1973 film The Way We Were, starring Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford. We'll talk to her a bit about that and about her life at Arbor. Today's guest is Carol Paws. Hi, Carol.
Hello.
Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, I'm pleased to do it.
Oh, we really appreciate it. So yeah, so before we get into the cool stuff that we're talking about as far as, the movie, can you tell us a little bit about your experience here at Arbor since you've moved in and what you think of Arbor Terrace?
Well, it's very nice. Everybody, the residents and the aides, everybody is really nice and friendly, and I've had good experiences with it.
That's good. That's good.
I've enjoyed it. The only thing that was bad was when we first moved here, my husband had COPD, and then he got pneumonia on top of that, and he passed away. But he was 79. His doctor said he might make it to 90, and he was close,
Yeah.
He was very athletic, and he was very energetic, and he liked people, and he talked to a lot of people here in the short time that he was here. He was a school teacher.
For 33 years, from what I understand.
Yes, yeah. And he taught computers back then.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It was just coming into focus at that point.
Yeah.
And he loved computers. We had many computers in our basement because he, played with them all the time.
He was kind of ahead of the game there with
the
computers.
Yeah, he really was, yeah.
That's interesting.
He enjoyed computers. He enjoyed sports. He was an athlete in college and high school. He wrestled, and he was a top-notch wrestler.
Wow.
And he was a good all-around guy,
Yeah. We met him briefly. We wish we got to know him a little better.
I know. He was only here for probably a month and a half, maybe.
It was very fast.
Yeah.
How did you meet your husband?
we met I worked for General Electric in Schenectady, New York, and he was teaching at the time in Mechanicville, and we met at a dance at a beautiful hotel in Schenectady, and I was sitting at the bar with a bunch of guys that I worked with, they were friends, and he spotted me, he said, and he kind of waited until they cleared away a little bit, he said, then I'll go over and ask her to dance, and he did, and it was the funniest thing, it was love at first sight, it really was. It was very strange. I wasn't looking to get married. But the first thought I had when I met him and I was talking to him, I said to myself, I think I'll marry this guy.
Wow.
And we did. A year later, we got married. And we had a good marriage. We have two kids. And he was a good guy.
For sure. See, like you said, you grew up in Schenectady.
Yeah, I grew up in the Clifton Park area. My whole family was from Schenectady and Clifton Park, and we loved it up there. Our kids went to college and met people that lived down here, and they kind of came down this way to buy their houses, and my daughter was always on my back. You got to come to Clifton. You have to come here. You got to move. But my husband didn't really want to move. He liked his job. And I used to do modeling locally, fashion modeling.
Okay.
And I was busy with that and with the kids, of course. And so we never moved down here. my daughter was a little mad at me for that. But, you know, we loved our area, and we had some family there, and we enjoyed the area.
We do know your granddaughter, I believe, right, Leah?
Yes.
She's the one who told you about Arbor Terrace the first time?
Suzanne, my daughter, mm-hmm. and her husband, they could see that things were going downhill for my husband especially. Mm. And she came here, they came here, and they toured the place, and they liked it a lot. And she called me up all excited, you know, "You should see this place. It's wonderful. It's this, it's that. You have big closets." And she said, "The people are so nice." So at that point, I think the kids feel that my husband wanted me to get settled somewhere before he passed away. Mm. And I don't want to talk about that, though.
No, I understand. That's okay. I'll tell you what you can tell me. So how does a girl from Schenectady end up in a Barbra Streisand Robert Redford movie? So how did that first happen?
That happened because I modeled a lot locally, and the modeling agency that I was working for, people came in from the movie studio, and they were choosing people to be in the movie as extras, and they chose me, and they chose a few other people, and that's how I got into the movie. And then once I was there, a friend, my husband taught school, and one of his students was there, and we paired up, and he was a real good kid. He was a go-getter, you know. He said, "We're going to get up close where the stars are, because then okay. we'll get on the film." So he did. He maneuvered us up there, and we got a pretty good shot in the original, in the theater, and then they cut out a lot of parts, you know.
So the theater version was different than when they sort of released it on home video?
Yeah, it was longer.
It
was a little longer. They cut out certain things, you know. And of course, we weren't featured in everything. So we enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
That's good. So did you get a chance to actually meet like Barbra Streisand and Robert Redford?
Yes.
You did.
I danced with Robert Redford.
You danced with Robert Redford. What was that like?
He was cute. He was very attractive, you know. And Barbra Streisand was prettier in person than on film. She was really an attractive lady.
She's a very pretty lady.
She really is.
Yeah.
And she had a cart that followed her around with makeup, and they were always touching her up and, you know,
right.
giving her, brushing her hair, and
right.
she had it made.
That's I mean, you see that as a joke sometimes, but I guess that's...
It's true.
That's what the makeup department does.
It was a pretty good size cart, you know?
Yeah.
And every time she looked a little sweaty or whatever, they'd come over and powder her up.
So was this on camera that you danced with Robert Redford, or just like when you were rehearsing?
I think it was when we rehearsed, if I remember right, because she was always dancing with him, you know?
So you were sort of a fill-in if he needed to get some practice while Barbra was...
He was very attractive, very nice. They both were very nice to
us.
That's
good.
They really were.
That's good to hear.
They talked to us a lot. They were very friendly, and it was a good experience. And there were other people in the as extras that I knew, and we had fun.
That's great. That's so cool.
Yes.
Is that something that you, I know you said you were fashion modeling. Is that something that you wanted to do? Be in front of the camera and do something, branch out a little bit like that?
I kind of liked it, yeah. Yeah, I did like it. Mm. And we did fashion modeling for this agency that I was with. We'd go to restaurants during lunch hours and walk around in our little outfits, and people would be having lunch, and they, you know, sometimes they would buy the clothes, sometimes not. It was nice.
Interesting. So you would just walk, you were a walking advertisement,
right.
pretty much.
And then we went to schools, and when they had activities, and then we would put on a fashion show on a runway and everything. And it was a great experience. And I did that until I was in my 60s.
Oh, wow.
I had two kids. And I could pick and choose my hours, you know, because you don't model every day, you know. And my kids and my husband joined me for a couple of fashion shows, and they happened to be wearing bathing suits. And when they came out, you know, all the woof whistles.
Of course, yeah.
And my daughter did her little thing. She was about four Aww. Years old. My son was about seven, I think.
That's adorable.
And it was a lot of fun.
I'm sure.
We had a good life, and we were married for 65 years. I think it was 65.
Oh, gosh.
We were married a long time. It's a lifetime, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And it was definitely hard when he passed away, but there's a lot of guys that are missing from you ladies here.
Indeed. So what would you say, going back to your wonderful experience on that movie set, what would you remember the most from that whole experience?
Yeah, it was filmed in Schenectady, New York.
It was filmed in your hometown?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was Union College. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I have heard of it.
It's
never been there.
It's a great college, and they did it a lot on campus. And it's a great movie. Did you ever see it or not?
I haven't. I've seen it spoofed a few times. Like, many movies tried to copy it.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
right.
to that effect. But I've never actually seen it, no.
You should watch it. It's a love story.
I'm going to now, especially now that I know you're in it.
Yeah, it was very nice. It was a good movie. It ended well. And it was just a great experience.
I enjoyed
it a lot. I met a lot of nice people on the set, you know, even the people that filmed it and worked behind the scenes, you know, they were all so very nice.
Were you surprised at how many people actually go into making a movie? How many people are there behind?
I was surprised at how long it takes to move the furniture, move this, move that, because they change scenes,
sure.
you know. And we would be waiting a lot. Everybody, the stars too. That's why they had to refresh their makeup because.
I guess they didn't have stand-ins at the time. I know nowadays.
They didn't have stand-ins.
If Tom Cruise, if they're not shooting, someone's his size is standing there, so the lighting is adjusted and stuff. But
yeah, and I talked to Barbara Streisand. You know, she was very nice.
Yeah, you said that. That's fascinating.
And I talked to Redford a lot, and I danced with him, like I said. And it was just an all-around fun thing. Oh, and then we had to go to Ballston Spa, which is a little suburb of Schenectady.
To shoot other scenes?
To shoot other scenes in a restaurant.
Okay.
And that was fun.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
How long was your whole experience on the set?
Well, they chose us to work a certain amount of days, and I ended up getting about a week altogether. And it was... really fun because
it's a fun week.
I learned a lot, and I saw a lot how movies are done and when they're done, and it was great.
Very cool. It sounds fascinating.
It was fascinating. It was a good experience, you know.
For sure.
So between that and modeling, I was an outgoing kind of person, you know. So I had fun.
Sounds like it.
You might see me. Oh, I was wearing a yellow strapless gown and a big yellow bow in my hair.
I'm sure you'll be able, when we watch them, you'll be able to point yourself out, right?
And it's in the first scene, the opening scene of the movie, because we were at a prom. We were in the gym of this college, and we were dancing with sneakers on because we didn't want to mess up the floor, you know. And I forgot to mention, I had two kids at the time. My daughter was around three, and my son was about seven or six. I can't remember now. And my mother babysat for the week while I was having fun.
Right? That's a nice mom. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. It was a great time.
Sounds like it. Well, thank you so much for doing this.
All right.
I really appreciate it. And, you know, thank you for listening. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to listen to our podcast. We'll be coming at you each month with a new episode. And I hope you tune in and listen to them all. Have a great day.
Right.
So listen, folks, the Arbor Company has over 40 senior living communities in 11 states along the East Coast and Midwest, offering lifestyles and independent living, assisted living, bridges, and memory care. If you or anyone you know is interested in finding an Arbor Company near you, please visit our website at www.arborcompany.com. And if you're in the Burlington County area and wish to visit our community here in Mount Laurel, please give us a call at 856-367-3006 and ask for a tour. You might catch Carol dancing in the background, making everybody smile.